to go quiet my dog down. But hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. Once again, this is Mike Laffey of the Banff Podcast, and we have an, as I like to say, an Algonquin roundtable of talented individuals joining us tonight. And we're going to do a quick actual play of Icons with Miss Stacey Montgomery as our GM.
It is my pleasure.
So, yay! And I tell you what, I'm going to go quiet down the feral beagle on the patio. Why don't you guys introduce yourself, starting with Joe Bardalis?
Hey, it's Joe Bardalis here. Glad to be back on the podcast. And it's really a pleasure to say hello to Princess Stacey for the first time. So,
hello.
Thanks for running this tonight.
It is my pleasure, and I get paid in praise, which I can use at the local store for goods and services.
We have lots of that. We can afford that.
Tell us what character you're playing tonight.
Oh, tonight I'm playing Desert Storm, which is a character, the first character I ever rolled up in Icons, and he's actually appears in Hero Pack 1. He's sort of a Marvel Sandman meets Captain America and a little bit of Indiana Jones thrown in there. Yeah. He's got all kinds of cool sand powers and elemental type of stuff going on. Yeah.
Fantastic. Who else would like to introduce themselves?
Okay. I'm Steve Perrin.
Perrin.
Well, yeah. One of them, if you look at my website, you'll see I have introductions to two or three other Steve Perrins I've run across, but yeah. I am playing a character actually created by Glenn Thane of Champions fame, Icestar. He showed up in a lot of the first couple of editions of Champions rule books. I've had the pleasure of playing with Glenn when he was playing Icestar on a few occasions, so I think I've got a handle on the character. And I hit up Icestar in some of his fellow characters for a couple of scenarios that I had written for Mike and for Vigilance Press. So Icestar struck me as the easiest one to fit into a rough group of whoever. And as you might expect, it uses ice.
Does indeed. And we're hearing you fine.
Yes.
Okay, I've got your speakerphone, so I
want to
make sure.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm back. I have calmed the feral beast outside, so I'm ready to go when you guys are.
We need Adrian Smith to introduce himself.
So with me, hello, I'm Adrian Smith. You may have heard me on several thousand podcasts above before with Mike. I'm always here for some reason. I'm playing the character of Flux, which is a shape-changer character. First Icons character I've actually used, but he has been used on another Icons podcast that disappeared into the other one day, so we'll see where it goes. So.
Nice. And I'm going to cop out and just play the Mighty Swaharo from the Icons rulebook, whose stats appear in the Icons Truth and Justice Wiki. Which is my favorite. Oh, go ahead.
Sure.
I can send you the link if you want, Daisy.
Actually, that would be handy, just because it saved me a clicker.
And this is John Post. I think I just sent you my character, Darkness, who appears in Justice Wheels number 9.
Ah. Hey, made for Justice Wheels and Darkness.
One of those great fainting goat products I remember hearing about.
Legendary fainting goat products.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay.
Talk for a minute while I gather these characters.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So, who's seen Looper?
No.
Not yet.
Oh.
No. I've only just seen Avengers. I'm well behind.
You've just seen Avengers? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Avengers, Adrian?
It wasn't bad. It was long, it was slow, but then the Hulk showed up and everything was good, so.
Well, don't give me too many spoilers. I'm going to see it in a week or two.
Well, hey, John, you're kind of quiet. What's new with you, sir?
Oh, not too much. I've been a little busy with starting a new business, so unfortunately, it's nothing at all related to role-playing or icons, so it's not a good subject for the podcast, but that's been occupying some of my time.
Hmm. Okay, well, cool.
Yeah, right, actually, on. Our fans are obsessed with all the minutiae of your personal life.
I really doubt that.
Well, hey, Steve, what's new with you?
Let's see. Well, I've been doing a little work on Star City still. Just put something into the history. Mostly I have been actually diverting myself with setting up a adventure game based on Edgar Rice Burroughs' Barsoom.
Oh, cool.
You're using a game system that we're not talking about here.
That would be Mutants and Masterminds?
Savage Worlds.
Oh, I love Savage Worlds. We've had Savage Worlds stuff on here.
Oh, Savage Worlds, lovely system, yeah.
Yeah. But,
I'm using sort of an amalgam of Burroughs, Barsoom, and the Mars supplement that they put up, that Adam had put out for Savage Worlds.
I love the Mars supplement.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I've got the D20 version and the Savage Worlds version. I love it that much.
Is that one from Adamant?
Yeah,
that was pretty good. I have the D20 one.
I've got the Savage Worlds one. It's a very nice product.
Hey,
the Savage Worlds ones, they actually managed to stick a scenario into. I've got the D20 one too, as well, but it doesn't have. I kind of like the Savage Worlds for the style of game.
Are you guys all John Carter fans?
Yes.
The movie or the character?
I was thinking of the character, and I was going to ask you all what you thought of the movie.
Oh, they should totally make a movie. I would be into that.
That's the dry sense of humor of Stacey McFermory.
I still haven't seen that. It's one of those ones that's kind of on my list that I should rent that when it comes out.
I thought it was pretty good. It was a lot better than other ones I've seen of John Carter films. It had a big giant ape in it. That was pretty cool.
I just want to see it because I heard Donna's dad from that 70s show is in it. I'm like, I can't picture that guy in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that somewhere, that the guy who plays Donna's dad, the one with the big fro there. The Mr. Brady fro. Yeah, I heard he's
not doing a voice, is he? For what, like the green dudes or something, is he?
I don't know. I hope he has the fro.
So let me bring us onto topic here, as I've got my papers in front of me. Icons. Today we're supposed to be trying out a wonderful new Icons, a forthcoming Icons adventure called Extraordinary Journey. This is going to be one of those Impossible Tales things that probably no one in our listening audience has heard of, but they're really kind of cool little Icons adventures. This is written by some guy named Jonathan Post. I don't think I've ever heard of him. He's made a very creditable effort here. I did want to, at the start, last time we played Icons, I was kind of, I stuck to, the rules as written in the original book. I'd like to maybe mention two variations from the original book rules. I'd like to encourage the use of fate-style maneuvers to apply or remove aspects with the idea that you get a free tag on any aspect you apply. Because I find that increases the use of, determination points. Which is cool. And I'd also, if no one minds, I prefer to skip the first roll to establish your ability to do a stunt. Although the rules as written do require that you roll to see if you can do the stunt and then roll to do the stunt, I usually just accept the stunt as given and roll to see if you can do it. If everyone's on board with those two you know, I hate to surprise you in play with my little variant rules, but I think those are pretty standard.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
I agree.
I say they're pretty standard. Like, I know what's going on in other people's games. I actually do not. But I imagine that the way I play is standard.
Stacey, I think you have your thumb on the pulse of Icons Nation. So I will follow your...
Imagination is a wonderful thing.
I don't just want my thumb on the pulse. I want my whole... I want to grip the... No, wait, that doesn't... It's a bad image. Okay, so Extraordinary Journey, our heroes are I think we'll accept as a sort of a premise that you guys are the active super team in this place, Stark City, which I will pretend I know something about, although the product hasn't come out yet, so, you know...
January of 2013.
So anything I say about Stark City... would be speculative, but I imagine, for instance, there are skyscrapers on the high, skyline. So our team is Darkness, Swaro, Ice Star, Flux, and Desert Storm. Did I get everyone?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. If you're here, but I don't have you on my list, this is your chance to remind me, because otherwise you'll look. I don't know. And not getting a turn is one of the worst things that can happen in a game, as far as I can understand. Okay, so here's the background that starts off our... Oh, do you guys want to name your group, or are you just a bunch of superheroes in Stark City?
The Sentinels?
We don't want to be the Centurions? Sorry.
I don't know why I care.
The Salutations?
It's suddenly very important to me that you guys name your group.
The Supremes.
Oh, nice. That's so different.
I should say that this will not affect the outcome.
The Sentinel's name, huh?
Say what?
Let's just use the Sentinel's name.
Sentinels. Yeah, for the Sentinels.
Okay, so you guys are the Sentinels.
Dark City Sentinels.
I like it. So here's the background. About 2 weeks ago, Kid Impossible made contact with an alien race. Kid Impossible is one of those annoying genius super inventor types who somehow never managed to cure cancer but are constantly, you know, inventing magnetic anomalies that threaten to destroy the planet. Why anyone would let those people exist, I don't know. It seems like they should all be locked up. Anyway, he invented a faster-than-light communication system and has made contact with a bunch of salamander-like aliens. And those aliens are happy to hear from us, apparently. Perhaps they think we sounded friendly or delicious. They have decided to come for a visit. And so they're arriving today in their intergalactic conveyance at the Stark City Airport. And it seems reasonable that perhaps the Stark City Sentinels should also show up. I don't want to cast aspersions on our alien neighbors, but in the past, visits by aliens have sometimes turned troublesome or difficult. So there's a general feeling from whoever it is who gives orders, presumably a man with an eye patch and a dueling scar, occasionally calls the Stark City Sentinels and gives them orders. And so you guys have been dispatched to Stark City Airport for to serve as a kind of a backup for the security. There'll be lots of, you know, scientists and diplomats and other important people, you know, the kinds of people who talk a lot on cable television. They'll all be there. And so that is your job to go to the airport and help out with the arrival of our new alien friends. So I'm just gonna sort of railroad a little bit and assume that you do that and go to the airport on time.
I buy some Reese's Pieces first, just in case, and.
I think that's a really good idea. Although when you do it, I think you should say desert plants are survivors.
I say desert plants are survivors, and so I tag it to get a plus two to my roll for buying the Reese's Pieces.
Well, it's not so much that you need it for the roll, but you know the audience at home, all those Swaro fans, they like to hear you say your catchphrase.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to derail the scene, I'm sorry.
It's just part of the fun. You are an attention hog, and it's been a problem. The others have complained, but I'm going to start a thread about
it. Not to be outdone. Not to be outdone. I did make sure that I used my connections to make sure that the iStar fan club does have a set of people there.
That's a really good idea. And so, yes, there will certainly, as you guys arrive, everyone will ignore, you know, a darkness and flux, and instead there'll be a crowd of screaming teeny boppers to welcome iStar. He's here! He's here! Yay!
I come in on a chariot created out of ice that's sort of moving along with my own power, but it looks like the polar bears in front are doing it, and I'm waving.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, the rest of you must just feel so outclassed.
Well, Desert Storm's got to be a little more low-key. He's got to take a look around and see if there's any military personnel he might know from his military days.
That's not unreasonable. I would think there are certainly military people amongst the dignitaries. I think you could certainly assume or just create. Don't expect me to do all the work.
Okay.
To just create someone there if you'd like to have a contact. That's quite reasonable. I'm not even going to make you pay a determination point for that because it's just so pleasant. And when you guys arrive, you'll be met by Kid Impossible, who's an annoying kid, looks like a lab assistant, you know, white coat, curly hair, shiny glasses. But it's Kid Impossible, the man who invented the planet compression bomb, the accidental power inversion virus, the Armageddon. No, good. It's just him.
This guy again.
That guy again. He's very happy to see you, and he'll say hello, and no doubt you'll get to be introduced to some of the Earth's dignitaries, mostly vice presidents of things. Presidents and prime ministers don't actually show up for alien contact just in case of trouble. Anyway, the aliens are the Kardashians. I have no idea how to pronounce that, so you're on your own. They're just named after the biological order of that they most resemble newts and salamanders. So let's see. Figure out what's going on here. So while you guys are, everyone will gather out on the tarmac as Kid Impossible announces the alien ship is emerging. You'll see all the crowd will go ooh when the alien ship emerges from the clouds. It's about the size of a passenger jet with only it's you know, it has a sort of an animal shape. It's got like claws hanging on to the engines, like it's a big salamander itself, and it lands. It looks sort of like a black lizard with yellow markings along the side. Where the eyes are is where the windows are, and then the sort of the mouth opens to bring down a steel ramp, and a bunch of giant salamanders come down. They're about 10 feet long each. Most of them are purple with black markings on their sides, but there's one in the middle that's black with yellow markings, and they all sort of surround that one. And it's a the military band plays, all the dignitaries come out to greet what is apparently the Caudation ambassador. No doubt you guys are transported by the pomp and the wonder of this sort of important meeting with an alien species. And I presume that you're so excited and fascinated that you drop your guard and are standing there in a completely unalert way. Is that a reasonable thing to say or no?
If I say yes, I get determination.
Well, you could say, for instance, that you are in a more alert phase or a stance. No, I'm just trying to hurry you along.
Okay, I'm going to say I'm taking a look at the crowd, seeing if there's anybody who looks a little out of place.
Well, why don't you make a roll for me there?
Let me awareness, right?
Yeah. What's your awareness?
It's my awareness is 3, and I got a 0 on my roll, so it's 3.
Well, that's not going to get you very far. That's too bad. You guys will be more or less taken by surprise when the firefight begins. Essentially, a jeep pulls out in front of the dignitaries driven by a known criminal, the Minuteman, a xenophobic, sort of a dark super soldier. And he's yelling his patented catchphrase, "Earth is for humans." And at that point, all hell breaks loose with guards opening fire and and of course, with the crowds everywhere, the people surge in all different directions, creating incredible chaos. It almost seems like the security personnel have turned and started firing in various directions, we're not, in fact, helping out with security at all, but in fact, they seem to be the root of the problem. What do you guys want to do about this?
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. You go first.
Okay. I am going to try to protect the alien ambassador and any humans that are in his immediate vicinity by creating a dome of ice over them to block bullets.
That's a grand idea. You should, let's see, that's Ice Star. Why don't you give that a try? That's using your ice control power to...
Right.
Yeah, okay. Go right ahead.
Of which I'm an expert, so I have a plus two on that. I think it's my coordination, isn't it, or is it my willpower?
That's an elemental control. That's a very good question. I was going to say it's coordination. I believe it is coordination, so go with that.
So, starting with an 8, I get a minus 2, so I get a 6.
Get a 6. Well, that's quite successful. A dome of ice will form over the alien group. You can see that the alien group have are being fired upon. So as the ice forms, the dome of ice forms over them. You'll see divots and pits appear in it as bullets slam into the ice. While you're at it, why don't you, Ice Star, why don't you, one of the, security personnel will shoot at you, so you should, roll to avoid.
Okay.
You rolled a 6?
Well, that's the final result, 6.
Okay. Good for you. Okay. What else are people doing?
I'm gonna.
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
No, you go ahead.
Darkness would like to become Living Shadow and try to, even if he can do that and something else, he would create darkness around whatever gunmen he can see to make them unable to see their surroundings.
Darkness becomes a Living Shadow with phasing 4, and yeah. Then you'd want to create...
darkness around the whoever I can see who's firing.
Around the guards, then. Okay, let's see. That's with elemental 7. Okay, I'll give you the become a living shadow. So roll for the elemental control.
Okay, so if it's coordination, I've got a roll of +2, coordination of 4, which gives me a 6, and a power of 7.
So that's effective. So the main body of the security guards who had started firing are now covered in what's that look like? Like a
just a black inky substance.
Okay. And that works. While you're at it, why don't you let's see, phasing 4 would make you largely immune to
the physical attack. Yeah.
Yes, but you'd still have to turn in time. So why don't you give me a coordination roll?
All right. Coordination of 6. 4 plus 2, 6.
And that should allow you to survive. That should allow you to turn. Immaterial into a, I'm sorry, to become a living shadow fast enough to avoid being peppered with gunfire.
Fantastic.
What about the rest of you? What are you guys up to?
I think I'm going to try to use my sandblast under elemental control to attack the patriot there, the uber patriot guy there.
Fine notion, the Minuteman.
The Minuteman, that's right. Sorry. And let's see, I'll do that with elemental control 6. Let's see what I get.
And this is your...
I'm using prowess, right, for this blast attack.
Wait. If this is a blast of... If this is your earth sandblast, it would be your coordination.
My coordination, that's
the
right.
Same number. So.
The same number. So that'd be 6... 6 plus 4, 9, so that's 10. And I'm not going to tag anything, so I'll just leave it at 10 as my effort.
10 is pretty good. Let's see how the Minuteman is good. I would say you can hit them. So you will hit the Minuteman with a blast of sand. And the Minuteman, of course, will return fire because it's just his way.
I think I do damage 6 on him.
Yes, you do.
Depending on who goes first. But I guess he gets a shot in, too.
Oh, yeah. So let me... Why don't you roll your... see, although you do have a lot of invulnerability. Still, why don't you roll your dodge and see if you can avoid. He'll open fire on you.
Okay.
With a military rifle, which is a disturbing thing to be fired at. Let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever actually had someone shoot a military rifle at you, but I can tell you it's a disturbing experience. Hey, you know, not every player is a happy one. Let me just say that.
Okay, so I got a coordination 6 and a +1, so that's a 7 dodge roll.
Coordination 7. I would say that gets you shot. Roll me another coordination because he gets 2 shots.
Ah. Okay. And coordination 4. Or a dodge 4.
Dodge 4. And you actually get shot twice, but you're in your sand form, as I understand, so
yeah.
the bullets will actually pass right through you. You are actually more or less bulletproof, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's damn annoying.
It is that. Invulnerability 7. Yeah, it is pretty annoying.
Wow, that's pretty good. Do you have that in real life, or is that just a game thing?
Well, I hope I never find out the hard way.
Okay, I don't know. It'd just be useful to have bullets just pass right through you.
It would be, actually. I would do more actual crime fight. I wouldn't be playing the game anymore. I'd be really doing it if I had that.
I think that makes good sense. What about Flux and Swaro? What are you guys doing?
Flux, go ahead. Okay, cool. Right. I will use my shape-changing ability to turn myself into a giant lasso and try and grab hold of the Minuteman.
Okay. That actually seems like a perfectly reasonable thing to do, if you can turn into a giant lasso. Well, let's see. I was going to say coordination, but that's not right. It's prowess.
Okay.
It's like a hand-to-hand attack, even though I'm just trying to think if it's more like attacking someone hand-to-hand or if it's more like throwing a lasso on someone. But you're the lasso.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out your coordination and your prowess are both 4, so it doesn't actually matter. I'm going to say it's prowess, but roll for me.
Okay, cool. I got a 6 on the positive and a 5 on the negative, so that's plus 1. I also have wrestling, if that will help, for grabbing again a hold.
I think that's a good call. I'll take that.
Okay. Anything for stretching or transformation, or just as it was?
I think that's as it is.
Okay, cool. So I have 6.
6, let me find. Get the... I would say the Minuteman successfully, while he's unloading his rifle on the Desert Storm, he is a canny bastard. He steps right out of the way, and you miss him.
Okay,
however,
cool. So,
he turns right. And shoots at you, so why don't you roll to avoid...
I'll use my momentum as well to kind of drag the rest of my body back with me so that I kind of land next to him as well at the same time.
A very reasonable claim.
Okay. So I got a 4 and a 4, so that's a 0.
That's a 0.
And I have a stamina. What do I need? Stamina 7? Is that correct?
It would be coordination to avoid the shot.
Oh, coordination,
right?
Sorry. Yeah, coordination 4.
Yes, and then roll it again.
Okey-doke.
Because he shoots twice.
Okay, a 5 on the positive and a 2 on the negative. So 3, so that would be 7 again.
7. He shoots you. You've got some invulnerability, so you'll take rather minor damage from that. Let's see. Flux, you've got stamina 7, we'll reduce you to stamina 5. And that'll teach you to run towards a man who's shooting an automatic rifle.
I'm so impulsive.
I mean, think it through. And I believe that leaves us with Swaro.
Indeed. So it sounds like Istar was defending the aliens. Everyone else is trying to attack.
Yes, the aliens appear to be surrounded by or covered with a dome of ice, which has been partially reduced by a heavy gunfire against it. Most of the shooting seemed to be done by at first was being done by the airport security guards, who are now blanketed in shadow.
A darkness.
Inky darkness from the
However, there are, you can see now that there are, there is a team of, you know, military types in, you know, they're not in parade, dress, in sort of a darker tactical armor, that seem, you know, were hiding behind the, dumpsters and are, have come out, and they seem to be the ones who are actually shooting at the ice dome at this time.
How many are there?
Oh, there would be five of them.
Okay, can I jump in the middle of them and make an aura attack?
It is your sort of thing, and I would tell you to do that. Yeah. Oh, why don't you describe for the viewers at home just what it means when Swaru does an aura attack?
Well, he's a living cactus, and so he takes a deep breath and inhales, then pops all of his spines out at once, which instantly regenerate. So he's kind of like a little spiny fragmentation grenade.
Rather, it's not like, wasn't Porcupine Pete have that same power? Wasn't he denied membership to the Legion of Superheroes, the easiest organization to get into?
That's a sad story, but yes, I believe you're correct. Well,
sorry, unfortunately, I don't know as much trivia as some people, but I have an almost encyclopedic knowledge of people who did not make it in to the Legion of Superheroes. like Arm Fall Off Lad or Fortress Lad. These are characters I remember. I don't know why. Arm Fall Off Lad is a character you don't see very often. Anyway, so you're going to... This is a group attack using your aura. Actually, startling how rarely people make aura attacks. I'm just going to glance in the book. I know that makes it seem like I'm a wimpish game master, but yeah, you still have to attack them. Okay, so that counts as you trying to make a sort of a physical group attack. That means sort of a prowess attack minus four. Why don't you make a prowess attack for us?
Okay, sure. Using the Wizards of the Coast die roller, first d6 is my positive, is a 2. Second d6 is my negative d6, is a 4, so I'm at a negative 2 on my die. My prowess is 3, so it's a total of 1.
That's a total of 1 if we apply a minus 4 for that, for trying to attack a group simultaneously. I'm afraid you will end up with a failure.
Let's find some determination.
I like it.
This is not... in what way are you spending determination? I'd like to point... this is not a... determined effort, though, right?
Can I make a determined effort?
Well, you can only make in icons. You can only make a determined effort after you failed at something, or if there's no chance for a second chance, like when you're trying to grab Gwen Stacy.
Are we in that kind of situation here? There's no chance of a second chance to save the alien ambassador.
No, because the alien ambassador seems to be safely under a dome of ice at the moment.
Okay, then I just fail and look very disappointed.
I'd say you fail. It means you could try a determined effort next turn.
All my spines just fall feebly off my body about an inch away. And
why don't you make two coordination rolls to avoid being shot by these guys who will simply try to shoot you.
Okay, two coordination rolls. So first D6 in the first roll is a 6. Second D6 is a 4, so that's a total of... total of 2, and my coordination is 3, so that's 5. And let's do the second one. First D6 is positive, it's a 3. Second D6 is negative, it's a 2, so that's 1 plus 3, 4. The total result on them.
So I'd say one of those hits, you don't have any armor per se.
No, but I have 15 stamina.
You do have 15 stamina, don't you? That's really very impressive. Let's see.
Desert survivors.
What's that?
desert survivors.
Okay, yes. as well they are. One of those, you take 4 points of damage when one of those guys shoots you.
Okay, so I'm down to 11. Gotcha.
Exactly. Let me make a note of that somewhere. Okay, and I believe that brings us through this round. That's everyone. I would say that at the beginning of the second round, the gang is the attackers, and remember we've got the various security guards who've been covered with darkness. We've got the sort of assault team in tactical armor that are surrounding Swaro, and then we've got the Minuteman himself out on the tarmac. The tactical team and Minuteman, they appear to be turning and leaving, as if they want no more of what you've got. Since Istar started us out last time, maybe Istar would like to start us out this time.
Okay. I am going to... is Minuteman turning his car around, or is he running away?
Oh, he's not so much turning his car around, but he's getting back into his car. He's a Jeep. I think he's more right. Driving forward, probably into the crowd.
Okay, well, my intent is I'm coming up and over the dome I created, just for the sake of it, down, and wait, I've got a message. Special delivery with extra ice. And I'm attempting to essentially blow away the engine of his car.
Targeting his vehicle with your ice attack blast. Give me a die roll for that. That's coordination based.
Right. Minus two because I'm also moving.
Absolutely. I'd have to say that in this case, your motion is more special effect than tactical. I would not penalize you for it.
I am trying to get closer to the middle of the fight. I mean,
you're saying. In that case, I'll take it.
Yeah. But I have plus two because of my expertise in the power use. So I'm down to my basic six.
Right.
And I get a five. Total.
Five total?
Yep.
The Jeep, however, is not terribly well defended. It's just a Jeep. So a five is a very nice number. Let's see. Five. Your dash control. I would say that you've taken out the engine of the Jeep.
Okay.
To the Minuteman's frustration. I'm sorry, what?
Block.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
I said I put a big blast of ice through the engine block.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And while you're doing that, why don't you dodge? Give me a two dodge roll since the Minuteman will shoot at you while you're doing that.
Alrighty. Let's see here. Acrobatics count. Okay, so I'm starting with a seven.
Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that gives me a total of two. And the second one...
Yep.
My positive die is just prepping all over me. Four.
Okay. Five.
No, I'm probably going to hit twice. This is bad.
Yes. You, yes, I would say you've been shot and Ice Star is down.
Uh oh.
Yeah. That's me, all over.
Ice Star goes down. What's everyone else doing?
Was I next or
yes,
that...
sure.
Oh, okay. Desert Storm is going to try to blast at Minuteman one more time. Did I do any damage to him last time? I hit him. I think, and I had like a 6 damage, but I don't know if he had any armor or anything. That
well, it's hard to tell, but yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to hit him with the sandblast again. So that's the coordination of 6, and on my die, I have a -1. That's a 5. Do I hit him?
No.
Ah, poo.
No, he's a sprightly and a very mobile kind of guy. But he will not return fire in this case. He's making to run.
Okay.
He's not happy to have lost his jeep, I would say. Because, you know, those things are expensive.
He should buy something with better gas mileage. He
totally should. Who's up? Who's up next?
Drill, baby, drill.
Darkness is going to go into the cloud of darkness,
yes,
and try to disable the security personnel if they're still firing.
And what's the mechanism of disabling?
Oh, by the old-fashioned mechanism of thrashing them about the head and neck.
One at a time, or are you
going to go with the whole 9 yards and use a martial arts attack area with the -4 to his prowess? But he's going to have to tag his determinate, or he's going to have to tag his epithet, Master of Shadows, or his catchphrase, "You are wise to fear the darkness," and to get the +2.
Well, I don't know that this counts as determined effort, but I get the impression that I'm unusually strict with that rule.
If you want me to just tag the fact that they're in darkness and can't see, I'll take the +2 for that.
Actually, does that count as a... Actually, I'll grant you that. That's very reasonable. In that case, make me a coordination roll to which you can add your martial arts.
How about prowess?
Specialty. Yeah, I'm sorry, your prowess.
Good, because I have a 5 prowess, plus 1 for martial arts, which gives me a 6, plus 5 on the die roll.
Ooh.
Which gives me an 11 minus 2 of a 7. Oh, a 9, sorry. Right?
It is a 9. Don't forget to...
No, it's 11 minus 4, right.
Don't forget to pay your point of determination.
Oh, don't worry. I only had 1, so...
5. These are the security guards who are in the dark. And okay, and then they get... So, let's see. If you...
I probably should have been 9, right? Or my effective roll should have been 9? Is that what I said?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a prowess action. So you would do your strength against them. Your strength is 5. Wait a minute, man. You have... That will not actually take them all out, but it will reduce them all to more than half damage.
Do I have a chance to stun any of them with my massive success?
Well, by the time you've taken out the -4 for the group, did I subtract an extra -4 from you?
I don't know. It should have been 9. I don't know what... You never told me what their prowess was, so maybe you're right. Maybe it wasn't a massive success.
It doesn't count, but it does... you have a... if you have not completely taken them out, they are all operating on a shoestring after your amazing. In fact, you should take that determination point back.
All right,
because that was just awesome.
The best part was that no one ever saw it. So, you know.
Exactly. If you were going to get praise for it, you wouldn't need the determination point. But I think you should get the determination point back to just because. For the quiet satisfaction of knowing that that no one else knows what you accomplished, and that what's Flux doing?
Okay, so has Minuteman now legged it away from the actual fight? Is he on his way out?
Yes, he's making a break for it.
Okay, and there's five other guys that Mike's character is trying to take down.
Yeah.
On the security. Right, I will head over there then, and I will try and do a similar feat to what I did last time. Wait, turn myself into a lasso and grabbing somebody.
You're trying to grab one of them as a lasso. We've ruled that's a prowess attack. Prowess 4, you get to use your wrestling. I would say give that a try.
Okay, right. I rolled a 2 on the positive and a 2 on the negative, so that is 0, so that would be a grand total of 5.
That's a grand total of 5. Let me find these guys' card here. That comes out to a 0. That's a moderate success. So you can grab one of these guys as a lasso.
Okay, and again, I will use the momentum to drag the rest of my body behind me so I can kind of keep hold next round.
Entirely reasonable. And that brings us to Suaro, who's been shot, but it's just a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound. Okay, same thing as last time. Aura attack, trying to take out all the guys around me. And, so that's the plan. So that'd be prowess or coordination?
That's prowess. Since you failed last time, you can make a determined effort, perhaps by, tagging your catchphrase. So you could pay, you could pay for a, to boost that up. Sorry, I lost the use of language for a moment there.
No problem. So a determined effort, spend one termination plus 2. That's the way it works, right?
Since it's determined effort, you would normally insist that you want a success and that you will pay as much as it takes to get you there. Since you've only got 2 determination, or both of your determination, whichever comes first.
Okay.
So I would say roll, you've got prowess. You could probably use wrestling for this, so I would say roll and see what happens.
Okay, so coordination plus wrestling is 4. My net result on the dice is 1, so total of 5.
Your total is 5 to be successful.
No, that's before spending any determination.
Right. 4. Well, actually, 5. I think that's against their prowess of 4. So that's actually a moderate success. So I guess you don't actually have you won't have to pay in this instance, but you should yell out your catchphrase anyway.
Desert plans are survivors.
Well done. If you wanted to, I would let you do determined damage, but let's see how you go. Your strength is 9. Oh, so you just, let's see, 7.
No, I only have a 4 on aura, though, so I don't... You know what, you're the GM, however you want to do it, sorry.
4 on aura, well, that's true. You did say aura the first time. I was thinking just in terms of your... Although the aura is not supposed to subtract from your strength, is it? Let's just... suffer your aura's damage. Well, that's what they attack you. Yeah, I'm sorry. You have a strength of 9, and you just plow through these guys. That actually takes the 5 of them out. It doesn't matter whether you're spiny or not. You just smashed 5 guys down with a torrent of superhuman strength. Whether or not you have cactus spines coming out of your fists just doesn't make the slightest difference.
I was going to say it's like putting brass knuckles on the Hulk. It just doesn't matter.
That is exactly what's just happened. So these guys, those guys are out, and I would say that as we come to the end of the second round, the situation seems to have more or less stabilized. The Minuteman has vanished into the crowd. I also want to point out that it's 8:10.
10, and I assume that we're going to be cut off in a moment.
I got about 15 more minutes.
Oh, okay. But I would say that the enemy have been completely routed. Your only problem that Ice Star has been pretty badly injured. I'm going to suggest that Ice Star spend a determination for recovery.
Great.
Which would allow you to get your back. Actually, you don't really need to do that since I've essentially declared the battle to be over. You can begin to recover. To recover without spending. You're taken out of the fight, but this is Icons. You'll be unless the next fight happens on immediately following, you'll be back in no time. Icestar, however, was taken out, which means that at the moment he has to wear a sling, which, okay, as you know, is the universal cartoon symbol for serious injury. And he has to stand there with a sling on so that everyone knows that he was taken out. It's an odd rule. But
anybody get the number of that pizza truck?
Exactly. And of course, you might want to what you've got is an airport in disarray, chaos, people running around and screaming. Kid Impossible is all upset because he wants to know what happened to the Kardashians, who, as you know, are covered by a dome of ice. I'm sorry, I missed that.
As soon as I'm awake enough, I'll take down the dome.
Okay. And of course, there will be good news, which is that the dome was a very effective protection. But there, alas, there is also bad news because the Kardashian ambassador apparently was shot before the dome went up. And the Kardashian bodyguards are extremely concerned at the ambassador's condition. Of course, Kid Impossible will want to rush the whole bunch under guard to the to his mad science headquarters, which I believe is in Tesla Park. Perhaps if there's anyone here from Stark City, you could tell me something about Tesla Park.
Tesla Park is the industrial, to my knowledge, is darkness. Tesla Park is the industrial sort of center of Stark City, where where Kid Impossible is a corporation, Impossible Incorporated is located, as well as other similar facilities.
Wow, this Stark City thing sounds really good. Is that something I can buy in a store?
Not quite yet.
January 2013.
January 2013, you say? That sounds pretty good. And will that be available in PDF form or as a printed book or what?
PDF and print on demand at RPG Now.
Wow, that's really nice. Who brings us that?
A company called Fainting Goat Games, you might be familiar with. Well, actually, it's a collaboration between Fainting Goat and Dan Houser's company, Stark City Games.
Stark City Games. Well, that's obviously we don't do commercials here on the BAMP podcast, but I did want to sort of draw attention to that wonderful thing. Anyway, so perhaps you guys will want to rush with Kid Impossible to his facility to try to. Figure out what's happened to the alien ambassador. I'm sorry, what's that? That's the alien ambassador whose name is Ben Jenis. Although if you run it together, it sort of sounds like Benesh. But that's kind of an in joke, so we'll let that go. It'll make more sense later.
Anyway, so you guys will race to Kid Impossible's headquarters. The Kardashian guards, of course, are very upset because their leader has been shot. You know, the old thing, take me to your leader, is very important. So Kid Impossible will bring you all into a large sterile room, sort of an operating, examining theater. And it turns out the ambassador has been hit twice. He lost, apparently hit by a sniper using exploding bullets, which is really nasty. So one of his arms was blown clean off. This happened apparently as the dome was forming up, as if by some kind of horrible fiat. Another bullet is actually, and this is the problem because being kind of a salamander newt creature, he's apparently pretty resilient in terms of losing a limb. But a second bullet is lodged in his skull where it has not exploded. But removing the bullet through a normal surgical procedure seems almost impossible. And so the real problem is what can be done, since normal surgical procedures are not effective. It seems that the Kardashian ambassador is doomed to just sort of drift away from his wounds.
All right, Kid Possible. What are you going to do about this? It's an impossible situation.
Well,
says
Kid Impossible, there is one thing we could try, but no, it's too crazy. It's too desperate. I daren't suggest it.
Do we have any other options?
No.
Just the way, my friend.
Well.
Damn it, man. Tell us.
Let's do it.
You'll probably think this is crazy, but it strikes me that it would be the only thing that could be done would be is if someone could disarm the bullet. What if a surgical team could be, or perhaps a team of superheroes could be miniaturized and inserted into the ambassador's bloodstream, perhaps in a submarine like my submarine, using, say, my miniaturizing ray. Of course, no, that's insane. It couldn't possibly work.
Or could it?
Or could it?
Hey, what's the point of having a miniaturizing ray if you're not going to use it?
But who would be able to survive such an impossible trip? And who would be foolish enough to take such a crazy risk to be miniaturized and inserted into an alien's bloodstream? We'd need volunteers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm foolish.
I'll go.
All right.
Why, yes, a team of superhumans might just be able to survive such a crazy experience.
Probably should have someone on the outside to protect against anything unusual happening, and Darkness is more than happy to take that role, the more dangerous, I'm sure.
That's a very reasonable thing to say. I'm sorry, what?
Do we have anyone with a medical background who might, just in case, this kid, I don't trust him. Do we have anyone on our team with a medical background that might be able to help Kid Possible get us back out? Because that's the part I'm worried about here.
I'm sure
we can get in, but the getting out is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, do any of you guys have any medical training or experience?
My alter ego is high school kid, so no.
Yeah, my alter ego is I have first aid training, and I got a B+ in biology.
I think you're our man.
I'm a lineman for the county myself, so.
um, Actually, let me ask a procedural question, Mike. I assume we are coming up now on your should we since this is the moment where the team splits up and should we take this as a moment to stop and so that there's a one complete adventure ahead of us for next time?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you guys an option. I do have to go, but I can leave my computer unattended and just leave the recording running.
I think I would vote for picking up a second time so that we could have your full
that sounds cool.
Okay, so maybe next week, same bat channel.
Yeah, it would just be like a, you know, when the GM leaves but you're still in his house. I don't know. Yeah.
Looking through his medicine cabinet, wondering what that stuff is. Yeah, yeah.
What's that green for?
He's still got a Def Leppard poster up in his bedroom. What's up with that? That's weird. Okay, cool. Well, hey, so we'll call it part one and try to.
Yeah, I think it's a nice place to. We'll start a second part with the. Submarine being injected and the surgical people watching on.
All right, sounds good. All right, everybody, thanks for playing along, and we'll reconvene. Hopefully, does this time work for everybody next week?
Works for me.
All right, cool.
Sounds
cool.
Good.
Well, thanks for tuning in. And, go ahead, Steve.
Bye bye, everyone.
Bye bye.
Should be okay unless I suddenly get a job offer.
No, we hire Steve in the next week, okay? I just guaranteed you're going to be employed. All right, folks, thanks a lot. Until next time, make mine BAMF.
Bye-bye.
Bye.